Let's chat royal family. Meghan, Harry, Wills and Lizzie.
Woo! Things are heating up globally with the royals at the moment. And Oprah's very central to all of this. So here's the current status of affairs, or state of affairs, sorry. We've got poor Prince Philip is still in hospital and he's been moved.
Yeah.
He's been moved to another hospital. So that is awful.
Yeah,
and really that's what
good.
They should all be focusing
100%.
On. But no, Harry and Megs have gone and chatted with Oprah. Lot of cash involved there. I was reading some of the sums that Oprah will be getting from that. Like they're talking $1 million US
that
per
Oprah
5 minutes it's on. Like, oh, well, Oprah and her production company and all the money they're raking in off this. But not only that, Oprah's apparently furious because she pre-recorded this interview and this was the finally Harry and Meghan speak. But Harry went off and did that little chat with James Corden on his show and apparently Oprah's furious because he spoke to James Corden about why they left the UK. And
that was
if you look
exclusive.
At
the whole point,
Oprah's she's doing a tease campaign, and the whole thing is finally I find out. No, James beat you to that. So she's apparently annoyed. Don't make Oprah your enemy.
No.
I mean, Meghan, you've already made the Queen your enemy. Don't go on the Queen of America's Oprah. What are you doing? But as overnight, you've probably heard about this. Maybe what's happening back in Buckingham Palace is. Remember back when Meghan was still in the royal family and they just got married and then she suddenly went through a slew of assistants. So she had a personal assistant, she went, got a new one, she went.
Yep.
Well, what has come to light in one of the big papers over there printed is in 2018, a very senior member of the royal family staff put in a formal complaint about bullying, that Meghan had bullied three members of staff. To the point, an apparently despicable behaviour, and they have all this obviously on file. Harry begged for that to all be dropped and to go away. So there's something yucky that's happened there, but three members of staff.
And to get a new assistant, I assume, to work in Buckingham Palace, like the level of, you know, rigmarole to get all the security clearances and checking backgrounds and just making sure it's all fine.
Yes.
You're not just putting it up on Seek.
No, you know? Exactly.
The carpet's Help Meg's out. Pretty high. At Buckingham Palace, there'd be a lot of things swept under the carpet.
There would be, but the point of this is Meghan's now come out and said, well, this is a smear campaign because I'm about to do my tell-all with Oprah. But this was all from 2018, so they're not making this up. This happened 2 years ago, nearly 3 years ago, and it's because she's probably going to claim that she's been victimised. But the most ironic or hypocritical part of all this is, now I'm just going to play a little bit of Oprah's tease campaign for this interview.
Were you silent or were you silenced?
The irony is there are three members of staff that were apparently allegedly bullied by Meghan. They've had to sign non-disclosure forms, so they can't talk publicly about this. But Meghan is going to be saying to the world, I was silenced by Buckingham Palace. If she's true to her word and she believes in female empowerment, she's as empathetic as she says she is, then release these poor women from these non-disclosure contracts you made them sign, Meghan, so they can speak. Because Oprah's claiming that you were silenced and you're going to now talk about they wouldn't let me have a voice. I'd be very interested to hear the voices of the women that Meghan is silencing with her non-disclosure forms.
Mm.
When you're rich and famous, you get to put these papers in front of ordinary people, get them to sign them, and they're never allowed to say anything bad about you. But when it comes to Meghan sitting in her $5,000 Armani dress in her manicured $16 million Californian home,
she
is allowed to be the victim.
Do you reckon she, well,
I'm trying to like her, guys. I am really trying. It
doesn't sound like
hard.
It.